All right, Joe. To say you hung on to third place would be an understatement tonight.
Yeah, the car just got halfway through. It just started getting too free. I couldn't keep up with those guys. I just had to try to stay on the bottom somewhat and get what we could out of it, or just get a good finish if we could block the people off, And I guess nobody was really sniffing on me, so I tried to watch the cameras flash, and then if somebody's behind you, but I didn't really see a lot, so I thought I had maybe a little breathing room, but we need to get a little better if we're going to, run to win, that's for sure. You got those young guns going, and starting position seems so critical.
What was the main reason you took a venture in the Nicotra car this year and put this kind of on the shelf for a while? Was it that you were waiting for the engine to come back?
No, that was an offer from John Nicotra, who owns Otto's team. He had that car that actually had won championships in that. And we had struggled so much with this one, we thought, maybe we can piece together a motor and we can give that one a try. But we really got off to a bad start. Got late on this one. It wasn't ready at the beginning. That was a partial for the first two races. I didn't have the engine back or whatever. So and then we got going two different directions. And we finally decided that you just can't try to focus on two cars. You got to try to just work with one. And there's a lot of issues involved. So we just decided that we got to stick with our own. That was a great offer from John and Otto. I mean, we appreciated it, but looking at the big picture, we bit off more than we could chew, really, with two cars trying to focus on two things.
You got about a month left in the season, a little less than that now. Do you think that's enough time to get this car to where you'd like it to be, come Classic time at least?
Well, I hope so. I think we gained a little bit tonight for not really running. Only running three times this year or whatever. So you gotta work in little pieces and get better in little areas and see if we can get a little better race car come Classic.
Finally, who'd you like to thank for your podium finish tonight?
Well, I gotta thank my whole crew. They've stuck with us, stuck with me to try to turn this whole deal around. We've had some nasty luck, and my whole crew, number one, and then all my sponsors have been with me for, Burke's Home Center and Pathfinder Bank, Thompson Sales, Scotty's Towing, Butler Disposal, Subway Subs. We got a whole bunch of them, Mahan Welding. So they're all very important.